I, Doreen Claiborne Boggs.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
And without any mental reservation.
And without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
That I will well and faithfully.
I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties of the office.
Discharge the duties of the office.
On which I am about to enter.
On which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Ambassador, congratulations.
I'm so pleased to be here with all of you. And Mr. Vice President, nothing could have given me more joy than to have you as the person to swear me in to this very, very wonderful position. And I'm so proud that all of you are here. There are so many people from home, so many family members, so many members of Hale's staffs and my staffs, and I have several godchildren here, as well as children and grandchildren, and old and wonderful friends, and my so many of the people who have meant the most to me in any kind of moral and religious development I may have enjoyed. I want everyone to know that the Bible from which I took my oath was given to me by the Sisters of St. Joseph, who prepared me more for this job than any other group I know. I'm so pleased that the Vice President could be here, because I have such respect and admiration and affection for him and for his parents. And to know that the Gore family for so many years have stood for everything that is good for this country and have improved the lots of people all over the world, and to know that he was reared by Pauline and Albert, who were outstanding public citizens in their own right. And there's something that I really want to say today in this setting where we're doing something international. Al's sister, Nancy Gore, and Sally Bowles, as young senatorial daughters, were responsible for President Kennedy really putting into action the Peace Corps, which is one, of course, of the outstanding examples of what the United States can do in the world internationally for peace and for understanding and for the uplifting of people. So I want Nancy to be remembered at this occasion also. I can't tell you what it means to me to have all of you come from so far and to stay so long. But I would like to tell you that I've just returned from a meeting in Wiesbaden, where the ambassadors of the United States and the deputy chiefs of mission met together and the Canadian ambassador for the first time in a couple of years, and to be able to discuss with them and to have them enlighten all of them, each one enlighten the rest of us on what is going on in Western Europe, in Canada, and the part that the United States has to play in not only what's going on there, but in all of the consolidated groups that all of us depend upon so much and have for so long, the expansion of NATO, the troubles in Bosnia, everything you can think about. But Al, I want you to know that the person who was the most beautifully and enthusiastically received was a young woman who came from the United States to talk to us about global warming, about the environment, about what we all had to do and how the United States has to take the lead in all of this. And I'm so gratified that I have the opportunity of serving at the Holy See, because of course the Holy Father is as interested in these projects as you are, Al, and as most of us in this room have such enthusiasm for. And I could not let this occasion go by without saying to Millie how much I owe to her and to Tip O'Neill and to their family, and so many of you in this room who've meant so much to me. Many of you I've known since you were born, as I have the Vice President. And many of you have known me when I was actually a young woman. And so I thank all of you for coming. I thank you for giving me the opportunity of serving our country in this exciting and wonderful new job here at the end of this millennium and going into the next. And I can't tell you what a thrill it is, how much I expect to welcome all of you as you have welcomed me in so many instances. We're going to Rome, and I told Archbishop Schulte and the Papal Nuncio today at lunch that my friend Esther Cooper Smith has just come back from Rome, and she says they're already laying bets on how long it's going to take the Holy Father to say you all.